It's a similar interface to CHGPT, but it has more agency. There we see the browser open, simulating what we would do. Tasks that you can set, leave in the background and start doing the next one. And this will do it. This is an interaction that we could do with CHGP. Up to this point, yes, but not so much the next part. And what it has done for us is create this Google spreadsheet. It says, hey, I'm going to fill it with your email. And so, how are we going to introduce you and do a live demonstration of how to use a tool that has just been presented by the people at Entropy to automate tasks in your day-to-day life? Which is from the people who make Cloud Code, which is currently one of the best agents there is for programming, but this is for all the other people. Yes, you probably follow Codely TV, our channel. It's because you're dedicated to the world of programming. If not, by the way, you can subscribe. The thing is that you probably already know about tools like the cursor for programming, Cloud Code, and assistance in your day-to-day life that make your life easier. Well, this is the perfect video to share with your colleagues at work or that person who you know is a bit more savvy, who you say, wow, if I pass this on to them, it would be heaven because they won't have that barrier to entry of having to open a terminal to use Cloud Code and automate things. This is intended for anyone. Let's see some examples. Let's do a demo. Let's get started. Let's ask this Clowork to go to the Codely website and tell us what courses there are to learn AI in our applications. As we can see, it has a similar interface to that of CHGPT, but there is an extra step, and that is that it has more agency, it has more autonomy, it can perform more actions. We are not just going to be interacting with it. There we see, it has opened the browser. It has done this completely autonomously. Let's put it side by side and let's see how it not only shows us the reasoning process, but also interacts with the website idoacodely.com. Now, what's going to happen? Well, it's going to start taking screenshots to interpret the content of those images, which it does completely autonomously, and based on this, it'll interact in the browser, simulating what we would do. It's interesting because, point number one, nowadays it's not the fastest. As we can see, it's going relatively slowly compared to how a human would do it. But these are little tasks that you can put in the background and start doing the next one, and it'll do it. It's browsing its tabs, it'll scroll, it'll take screenshots, and it'll click where it needs to. That's why, if we look at what it did in the first viewport, what it was looking at, it even saw the search engine, that's why it wrote. But when it scrolled, it saw that there was a selector, and then it said, well, I'm going to click on the category. Let's leave it doing it because we'll continue here later. And let's see more examples of inspiration. Okay, but what potential do you say that this is the law? And let's also talk a little bit about how it works internally because it's interesting. Basically, what we've installed in Chrome right now is the cloud extension, which is what this does. It creates an MCP server internally. What we'll see here is that it's making MCP calls from time to time. What it's doing with these MCP calls is executing JavaScript in the browser to be able to scroll, to be able to click, and to be able to take screenshots. If you don't understand these internal details, it's okay. This is how it works underneath at Codely, where we're dedicated to the world of development. We have courses like the ones you're watching to make your own MCP servers, precisely to integrate AI into your applications and so on. But we were saying more use cases, inspiration for people. Yes, let's see this other one here that's very interesting, where we've passed on the last coffee with Codely, a section that we do where we comment on all the technological news of the week. So we've passed on the transcription of everything there. And we told it, hey, with this transcript, give me a tweet so I can publish the transcript with you. So, it's important that we told the transcript in the prompt, give me that tweet based on the three topics we've dedicated the most time to. So, this is an interaction that we could do with CHGPT. Yes, up to this point, GPTO, normal cloud, whatever we wanted, but the next part, not so much. The next part, we told it to create a Google spreadsheet for us with the following columns: headline, topic, category, main option, and what it did for us was create this Google spreadsheet with all the topics we talked about from Anthropic block I don't know what. Javi's noise is that it's not a Google spreadsheet. What it created for us is an Excel XLSX, but it's interesting. And this is interesting. Why? Because it creates XLSX, it creates Microsoft Office files because it has skills that allow it to create these types of files, already packaged by default with the installation of our desktop client, which we haven't mentioned, but all of this is available on cloud.ai. You can download the desktop client, and if you have a Mac subscription, then you will have access to Cloud Cowork, which is as we see up there on the left, we have the three tabs for the three modes, right? Chat, code, and cowork. Well, in CWOR, which is where we can ask it to do these types of things, which it will do thanks to the so-called skills, which are basically extensions that we incorporate, which already come by default with, as we said, the generation of Microsoft Office Switch files that you can then easily import to your Google Drive in the form of slides or spreadsheets or whatever. So this, blessed glory more. Here's what you might say. Hey, I've been using Cloud Desktop for a while now. I've had the Skills thing for a while now, and the MCPS connection thing for a while now. I've been able to do this before, and that's true, but there's a subtle, big difference, which is where this is executed. Before, these skills were executed on my machine. Now, they're executed on a virtual machine that the cloud people control. So, applications are installed, they do a lot of things that don't dirty my machine, and that's really cool. Exactly. To do this, the skill really relies on Python tools, on Python libraries. And those tools, those dependencies, aren't being installed on your machine. Instead, they're being installed on the virtual machine that started the first time you run Cloud Cowork. Plus, we're telling it which folder it can access. In this case, this folder that we've created for testing. In this test folder, we have also created something else to which we have passed a list of wallpapers called IMG1, IMG2, IMG3, IMG4, and we have told it, hey, rename the images in the wallpapers folder with descriptive names for each image. And what it has done in the end is inside the test folder it has modified us. Here it is important, it can change anything. Yes, if we give it permissions in our home editor it can delete the entire home editor, so we have to be very careful. But, for example, here is an autumn forest, sunbeams. Here we have an abstract gradient of blue and pink, a minimalist illustration. Here I found out that the text is rainbow and humorous. All this is spectacular. Let's remember inspiration at the end. Why? Well, because you can use the typical download folder to reorganize or PDF contracts with 20,000 things and such. Hey, give it semantic names because I learned how things work here. Well, it can do all those tasks now. And at the permissions level, it will ask you every time it interacts with something like, hey, I want to open a website, hey, I want to open a folder. There you decide, do I allow it to do this action? Do I deny it? Or do I allow it to do this type of action forever? For example, hey, yes, you can do any action on the codely.com website. Hey, yes, you can do any action in the folder that I gave you access to, which as we can see we selected when we opened a new task. Now we'll see it, you can select the folder and tell it, hey, you work in this test folder. There you see it in the drop-down. So more stuff, Rafa. We can also ask it to analyze complex websites that have JavaScript, interesting stuff. For example, in this case we asked it, hey, what pricing plans does Manager Pro have and can you pay in installments? There's something interesting here, right? With this issue, if we go to the Manager Pro website and look at the section where we can pay, it says here, hey, you can pay with Klarna in 3.2 installments. Okay, this is important because that small piece of text is not like the rest of the page, but rather, as Rafa says, it is complex in the sense that a call is being made at that moment based on your current location, the country you are in, to determine whether you can pay in installments or not. It means that there is a certain interaction and that is being taken into account.
Right, because when it opens in Google Chroma, after all, it renders the same thing and sees the same thing that we would see. So, with all this, you can give us the data of, hey, these are the prices and if you can pay in installments.
More examples of the potential of this cloud computing thing. For example, here we have told it, hey, make us a PowerPoint presentation to convince my manager Jen that I didn't buy the Codery Pro subscription. So, here it has started to work. The application is in preview right now and that's why there are a few BS that make me scroll automatically and such, but there are interesting things, for example, because when we start the prompt it asks us questions. In this case I've already answered them, this is a back, I'll ask myself again. But hey, how many people are on the team? I've answered all of this and based on those answers it has generated this PowerPoint that we are going to see here right now. The topic was done by Manager Pro, yes, more than with Pro.
And prepared by Rafa Gomez. Totally false. I didn't do anything, but here we see, AI is transforming development.
This is interesting because of course, there is still an LLM behind it, which means it has the capacity for inference or intelligence, if you want to see it that way, of those of artificial intelligence, right? We see here that 55% of developers would leave their job due to lack of professional growth and the source tells you, hey, that's real data. Then over there, hey, 92% of developments already use AI tools. The source also provides it and, without training, it creates the need, right? There is storytelling in this PowerPoint, so it's like oysters, luxurious. Then it is true that on the one hand, it has mind-boggling limitations in the sense of Codely's featured courses and many of these we don't have yet. And then on the other hand, we see that the layout is a bit difficult for it. So, we are seeing limitations here that we have told it, hey, what if you create it directly in Google Slide? Well, that is fun, because what it has done is, well, since it has the cloud extension and can control Chrome, It opens Google Chrome and starts clicking. It has changed the name of a presentation. It has clicked on add new slide. It has added little things, but of course, you have already seen the speed at which it was going before. Well, at that speed, click, click, it was never going to finish the presentation. So, we've aborted the mission along that path. What we would do would be to generate the PowerPoint on duty and then import it into Google Slides, if that's the office suite we use on a daily basis. More interesting stuff, Rafa, let's see if it's finished before, right? Earlier we asked it to tell us the A courses from Codly and here we see that it's already given us the result. Here we can also ask it follow-up questions. In other words, given that we have these courses, it's yes, because up until now we could do this directly with the CHGPT application of, hey, go to Codelicom and look for courses there and forget about opening Chrome and interacting with it and I don't know what, but not this second step. Here we are telling it through the browser to see what it does. It's already gone to the corresponding section and everything. It's seen what plans there are, what features they have, and it gives us a little summary and everything about each different plan. And we see that, hey, if what you want is SIA, then the premium plan that has exclusive courses like the one for MCP servers, then to access the courses you would be interested, you would need the premium. There we see how it would have stopped. Before, it had continued to say, hey, okay, well I'm going to click on subscribe and such. In this case, it had needed us to tell it, yes, yes, go ahead. And it seems that I understand what you want, but you can't do it. Before we must have deceived it because it thought that subscribing was something else, but now it has the limitation that it can't make payments, it seems. Okay. A, it's interesting because before it had clicked on subscribe. Even when you click on subscribe. At Codal, we ask for your email address to see if you already have an account and, if so, we offer you the option by email to, hey, validate that it's really you and, if so, we'll upgrade you by only paying the difference between your current standard and premium plan. So, what happens? What did Cloud say? It says, hey, I'm going to fill it in with your email. And it was like, how else did it ask us? And then it got Rafa's account information in this case and filled in Rafa. G's email and such and it's like, of course. And then Stripe went and I said, okay, it's one thing for it to fill in my email, or for it to fill in my credit card without me having already given it to it, but it didn't do that. So that's really cool, honestly. It's another paradigm shift in how things change and how we're moving forward, right? What we have so far, Cloud Code, well, taking it to a field where it's not those Cloud Code people with the Cloud Code base, because this is behind the Cloud SDK, which is what also pulls Cloud Code behind.
AG SDK.
And that is the SDK that, in the end, is below, as Rafa rightly says, right? All the advances and the breakneck pace that we see that the people at Anthropic are having, the company behind both the AI models such as Sonnet or Opus, as well as behind the clients to use these cloud desktop models, which is the application that competes with the CHGPT application, right? And then also Cloud Code, which is like the application for programming. And now Cloud Cowork, which is the application where all that is taken, learnings from Cloud Code in terms of agency, autonomy and, a few of the primitives that we will talk about connectors, MCPs, skills and so on, well, everything is taken there. It's a curious move, huh, but it's a move that I think is what's going to end up happening. I mean, if we look at the tool again with these three tabs, it's eventually going to be unified into one. This separation doesn't make sense, no, no. I create a chat where you do this to me and I don't care how you do it and interpret it. The creator of this is one of the creators of Electron. He was also working on helping to improve the Slack application, which improved a lot because my eyesight was really bad and now it's better. Please improve the cloud application, because it's one of the slowest, it doesn't start and work, and this gives me a little hope that it's going to improve and the application will work better. That is, Felix, who we see here in case you want to follow him on Twitter and stay up to date with all this news, is the one who is currently rowing inside Anthropic for Cloud Cowork and is the same person who was behind one of the tools that is used by most applications today, which want to be on different platforms such as Slack or Notion, or things like that. Cloud, they take off the mask and it stays. It is Cloud Code. In other words, you can do the same thing that you did with Cloud Code. The good thing is that it gives you an environment in Shanbox, that virtual machine already by default, which is worth gold. They have a roadmap to release it for Windows, but they assume that this is a very early version, very green, very immature. We have been testing it and we confirm it. So, we can confirm that it has a lot of bugs and sometimes it crashes and so on, but, hey, that's the way things are evolving these days. And we like putting them into production, having people use them, seeing how people use them, and iterating from there. Who would have told us a year ago that Cloud Code would become what it is today if they hadn't made the decision to launch it quickly into the terminal, that we would return to the terminal for all these types of things and use it for everything? If you like all these types of things, if you want to stay up to date because you feel that all the new things that come out each week are overwhelming, subscribe to the Codeli channel, where every week at 9 AM CET on Fridays we analyze the latest news from the technology world. So we'll be waiting for you. Bye!